He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the November 14th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, it looks like we're going to end the week on a whimper right now. The Dow is up 2 points. Well, it's better than being down 2 points. We're at 17,654, while the S&P is up a point and a half right now. The S&P is at 2,040, and if I'm not mistaken, we've never seen that number before. We've never seen the S&P this high. How high can it go? The NASDAQ is down 44 cents this morning. The NASDAQ is at 4,679.34. Crude oil, and this has really been a center of attention here recently, with crude oil at $74.77, of course, gasoline is made from crude oil, and folks filling up their tanks at the gas station are getting a little break, like winning a lottery, a little few extra bucks floating around. And where are they spending that money? We'll talk about that today. Gold is at $11.55.90. Gold bugs still looking for a bottom, which they've been looking for the last 3.5 years. I'd never buy things in downtrends. The euro is at 1.2458. And the 10-year yield right now, 2.36. Yeah, interest rates have bumped up a little bit. I mean, they got down around 2. They went under 2. During Ebola mania and Europe mania and all the other fears that we had going through the market back in October, but we're back to 2.36 right now on the 10-year. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, I put some good work into the newsletter so far. And I will be sending this newsletter out as I do every weekend. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com and sign up for my weekly newsletter. You know, I want to focus on the consumer a little bit here to start the show. Low oil prices. Is there a correlation? We've been hearing lately on the financial channels that the market's been soft. In fact, I think Thursday of last week the market was down while oil prices were down. And they were blaming the market sell-off on oil prices going down. Well, is there a correlation between oil prices and the equities market? Well, I took a look at this the other day. First, I looked at the market over the last month. And while oil prices have been going down, the market's been going up. Then I looked at this same situation over the last 3 months, and I saw the same thing. Then I looked over the last year, and I saw a divergence once again. I saw oil prices going down and the stock market going up. And then I looked over the last 3 years, and I saw basically oil prices flat and the stock market going up. Maybe there's no correlation between the two. However, when I look back over the last 10 years, I saw a big spike in oil in 2008, a huge spike in oil. And guess what? That was followed by a big sell-off in the market. So if anything, high oil prices put a crimp on the nation's economy. We're a consumer-driven economy. Therefore, that would put more money into the consumers' pockets, low oil prices, and that should be good for the stock market. The opposite side of this argument would say, well, oil prices are a good indicator of the global economy, the health of the global economy. When oil prices are low, that means that the global economy is soft. And while I would say that the global economy is soft right now, the U.S. economy, which we're invested in right now for the most part in U.S. stocks, if anything, I would say it's benefiting right now from low oil prices. In fact, when I do my TV spot here a little bit later on today after the show, I'm going to talk about the four food groups and how they're benefiting from low oil prices right now. I put forth a theory not too long ago about the impact that low oil prices should have on the U.S. economy. And as I said, we're a consumer-driven economy. As the consumer goes, so goes the economy. That's why it's so important to watch consumer confidence numbers and behavior of the consumer. Look at the first quarter of 2014. The consumer was at home scraping ice off of their cars and shoveling snow instead of being at the mall, and we actually had a contraction during that quarter, didn't we? We had negative growth. And then the thaw came, and the consumer had pent-up demand, and then we had a big quarter, more than normal. So you can see the correlation between the consumer spending habits and the economy. I also have stated in my theory that the consumer is inclined to spend that extra money that he's saving at the gas tank. Forget about putting it in the piggy bank. In fact, it would appear that the consumer is spending that money before he even gets home and pushes the garage door opener. And I started investing in stocks several months ago, like Domino's Pizza, Panera Bread, Papa John's, Dollar Tree, etc. And those stocks have really been on the move recently, which further validates my theory that the consumer is not even going to make it home with the money that he saved at the gas pump. And of course, we get the retail sales report here recently that showed that retail sales were up 0.3% in October after negative growth in September. And of course, October was the month where we really saw the big drop in oil and gasoline prices, further validating my theory. Yes, the retail sales numbers came in good, hotter than expected. The consumer is spending. God bless all you consumers out there, including myself. Now, here's where the four food groups enter in. You know, the four food groups can be found. Any man knows this. Any guy. Now, I'm going to be watching the Chargers play the Raiders here this weekend, and the Raiders are winless. But I know that I can find anything I want at Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and A&W Root Beer, the four food groups. And I've owned Louisville-based Yum Brands, which I'm going to feature in the second quarter of the show here today, in the past. But I sold it and got out of it during the Chinese chicken troubles. They had a little salmonella problem because I believe in China they have to buy chickens that are manufactured in China, and China doesn't have the best cleanliness programs, and I think this really hurt Kentucky Fried Chicken, but the China problem seemed to be behind them, and I've been watching Yum Brands rise in rank in my app, and recognizing that, you know, between my house, between the gas station and home, you're probably going to pass a Taco Bell or a Pizza Hut or a Kentucky Fried Chicken or an A&W Root Beer or a Long John Silver fish and chips joint, and you're more than likely going to spend that money before you even make it into the door. So you know what? On your way home tonight, pick up a nice bucket of chicken, maybe a couple of good side dishes. Why save the money that you're all of a sudden those extra dollars, those extra bucks that are sloshing around in your pocket from the savings at the gas pump? You know, this is like a raise. Hey, this is like a pay raise. This is like a tax break. This is like a cut in payroll taxes, especially if you're a big-time commuter spending a lot of money, especially if you're driving a Suburban back and forth 30, 40 miles to the Silicon Valley or to the Orlando or wherever the case may be, from the Atlanta suburbs to downtown. All of a sudden, that extra money sloshing around in your pocket. And I'm watching stocks like TJ Maxx and Ross Stores and Dollar Tree and Panera Bread, and of course Yum Brands, suddenly waking up, suddenly becoming great stocks to invest in again. So, yes, God bless the consumer. We're in a consumer-driven economy, and it's my theory. I believe that low oil prices, low gasoline prices, are going to be around for a while. I see tremendous pressure on oil right now, on oil prices. So enjoy it while you can. Try to put a few cents away in that piggy bank for the poor kid's college fund someday. But also enjoy a nice hot pizza or a nice bucket of chicken tonight. You're helping the American economy. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. I'd have said the right thing, but it must have used
quarter
the wrong
of the Best Stocks Now right radio team. Hour. Well, being in the right place at the right time and out of the wrong place the wrong time. What's some bad neighborhoods to be in the market today? You know, I had a pretty good exposure earlier this year to the energy stocks as the fracking boom at night. I didn't hear crickets chirping. I heard frack, frack, frack. I heard shale cracking, even though we don't have much of that going on in the San Diego area. But maybe where you live, they're doing a little bit of fracking and extracting that oil from the shale. And we were making some money in those oil stocks earlier this year. But accounts need to be managed. Stock positions need to be managed. And oil prices started to turn south. You know, commodities prices are very hard to predict. Very difficult to predict. There's all kinds of forces out there. I even think there's manipulation forces out there. Who knows? Maybe oil prices are being manipulated to put the big squeeze on Russia. I don't know. I know that there's all kinds of forces and pressures on commodities, commodity prices, that I don't have any control over. That's all I can do is invest in commodities when they're going up, when the dollar's going down, and get out of commodities when the dollar's rising like it is now and commodity prices are falling. Being invested in commodity-type stocks, commodity-related stocks, is one of the worst places you can be invested. And it has been for a long time. You know, other than oil, the other commodities have been a terrible place. And yet we had that huge spike in commodities back in 07 and 08, and commodities were one of the best places to be. Iron ore pellets, molybdenum, other names that I can't even spell, let alone pronounce. So many consonants and syllables that they're hard to say, but commodity prices were going through the roof. Rare earth stocks, not the band rare earth companies, were also rocketing higher, but that was then. And this is now. So who's benefiting now? Where's the right place to be now? We know that the wrong place to be is invested in commodities right now, or commodity-related stocks, including energy stocks. I still do have a little bit of MLP, Master Limited Partnership exposure. I currently have a triple in Magellan Midstream Partners, and I continue to own that. But right now, the right place to be is companies that are benefiting from low commodity prices. If you're paying less for wheat, if you're paying less for corn, if you're paying less for petroleum products, if you're paying less for food products right now because commodity prices have been driven down, one of the biggest forces has been a rising dollar, then you want to be on the other side of that trade. Now you throw in the consumer who benefits from low commodity prices, especially low oil prices, which shows up at the local Chevron station or the local Conoco station or wherever you trade, you've all of a sudden been the beneficiary. You, the American consumer, are the beneficiary of low oil prices. And there's those extra bucks floating around in your pocket. And during this period of time, I've been heavily weighted and gobbling up, not heavily weighted, but I've increased my exposure tremendously to kind of low-end consumer stock, where the consumer is most likely to spend those extra dollars. Well, we even saw a good report from Nordstrom's this week, so I'm sure there's a lot of women out there convincing their husband, hey, you're not putting as much gas on that credit card right now. Lend it to me over the weekend, and I'll go to Nordstrom's and let's benefit. Let's celebrate these low oil and gasoline prices right now. Now, I've gone to a little bit lesser, the course of least resistance, more like the Dollar Trees, the TJ Maxx's, the Ross Stores, the Domino's Pizzas, the Papa John's. I've done very well investing in these stocks during this commodity, rising dollar, lower commodity price environment. One stock that I've warmed up to recently, I've owned it in the past. I got out of it because they had a problem that I had no control over. Their chickens were rotting. They were serving bad chicken at their Kentucky Fried Chicken outlets in China, and that really hurt Yum Brands. Well, there's no guarantees here, but Yum Brands has been a pretty good stock over the years. Based in Louisville, Kentucky, they were going crazy in China. That was really their growth engine, as Chinese were gobbling up Kentucky Fried Chicken, taking Beijing by storm, and all of a sudden that came to a halt. Now they've kind of got to rely more on the American consumer. And Lord knows we have plenty of Yum Brands products around our neighborhoods, where you've got a Taco Bell, which is beefing up their breakfast menu these days, though I haven't tried it yet. I wouldn't expect much, but hey, maybe. Got a little Mexican twist on breakfast, which I'm all for. And I have plenty of Kentucky Fried Chickens within driving distance of downtown San Diego here. And, of course, Pizza Hut. Real easy to pick up the phone and order a hot pizza for the football games. And, of course, A&W Root Beer, Long John, so other brands that make up Yum Brands. Well, over the years, Yum's been a pretty good performer. In fact, it's almost tripled the returns of the market over the last decade. But lately, it's been a stinker. And I haven't been in it lately. But all of a sudden, it's been ticking up. 3 months ago, it was ranked number 1600 in my Best Stocks Now app. I have no interest in pick number 1600. Then it started ticking up 2 months ago. It was at 1200, still not catching my attention. And then 1 month ago, it moved up to number 536 out of 3,900, almost 4,000 different investments, still not really grabbing my eye. But then all of a sudden this week, it started showing up even higher, and it even now has a grade of A-. That crosses over the line. A minus is, in my opinion, a buy ranking. Not strong buy, which would be an A. Not best buy, which would be an A plus. But it gets an A minus, which is a buy. Which led me to look at the stock chart. I said, I like what I see here. Yum Brands seems to be waking up, seems to maybe have their troubles behind them. That downtrend that it was in for so long, which finally bottomed at $66 a share, finally turned the corner, and the stock's been going up lately. And I see a 20-day moving average crossing over the 50-day. I see Yum Brands finally breaking above its 200-day moving average yesterday for the first time in several months, so I nibbled on it. I ordered a bucket of chicken. I put some shares of Yum Brands in my conservative growth accounts because it's a $33 billion company. I also picked up a little bit for my income investors because it pays a 2.2% dividend yield right now. Yum Brands is not an example, or not a recommendation, but it's an example of a best stock now that we own here at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I'm an investment advisor. I own an investment advisory firm out here in San Diego, California. And I want to tell you a little story. You know, I'm also a writer, and I write for several publications. I won this year as for the best editorial from the San Diego Professional Journalist Club. For a non-daily newspaper, that was an editorial I wrote about India and what we can learn from them. That was in the LA Business Journal, and I got second place for an editorial that was published here in the San Diego Union-Tribune, but most of you may not know that I'm one of the guys. Why does it take an investment advisor in San Diego, California, to alert the nation to a scandal? I'm the guy that went on with Megyn Kelly on Fox News and exposed Solyndra, one of the very first people to do so. I knew that Solyndra was an accident waiting to happen. I knew that the Solyndra plant, which had received $500 million in guaranteed loans from the U.S. government, from the Energy Department, which was investing heavily in solar at the time, was about ready to go bankrupt and implode. And it did about a month later. Why does it take an investment advisor in San Diego to expose such a scandal? Now, let me go to phase two of this story. It's an investment advisor, Rich Weinstein, my hat is off to him, that was searching the internet and found these videos on Gruber, one of the architects of Obamacare. First he helped Mitt Romney create RomneyCare, and then he helped Obamacare people create Obamacare. And now we have videos of him going around telling what a sham it was back then. And it was an investment advisor like me who exposed all of this. Where is the media is what I want to know. Where's CNN? Where's MSNBC? Where's ABC? Where's CBS? Where's Fox? Why does it take an investment advisor to expose giant scams like this? Well, I'm going to continue to dig. I read every possible news article that I can on subjects, newspapers all over the world, and I've uncovered other scandals that were apparent to me, but somehow the media just somehow missed it. So we're going to continue to do our work here at Gunderson Capital Management to look out for the good, hard-working American people that just want their 401ks to go up, right? Well, let's talk about another subject here that's in favor. Seems to me like a right place to invest at this current time. And again, I don't make recommendations on the air. I just tell you the logic behind why I'm buying what I'm buying, and I give you some examples of what I'm buying. I'm buying them because they're best stocks now or they're best investments. They're in asset classes that are favorable right now. In the U.S. stock market, U.S. stocks continues to be the most favorable place to invest in the world at the current time. It's not gold. It's not bonds. It's not foreign markets other than India, where I have about a 10% weighting because I like what I see there. I like their new pro-business policies and let's expand our economy policies, which work over time. And that's why I'm invested there. And that's why I pulled my investments out of Brazil, because they went the opposite way. They reelected the socialist. Anyways, hey, you know what? The people spoke and that's what they wanted. And so they get what they get. Do you think the world's becoming a safer place every day or a more dangerous place every day? Man, as I look around the world, as I read Press TV newspaper out of Iran, as I read Turkish newspapers about Erdogan, as I read Hezbollah's newspaper out of southern Lebanon, as I read the Jerusalem Post, as I read the New York Times, as I read Pravda out of Russia and Chinese newspapers, it's my definite opinion that the world is becoming a more dangerous place. And I don't think that we can really ever let up. You know, my office is on the 19th floor in downtown San Diego, overlooking the San Diego Harbor, which houses the 7th Fleet of the U.S. Navy. 40% of San Diego is connected to the Navy somehow. And I watch aircraft carriers come in and out of the bay. I watch helicopters landing on said aircraft carriers. I see the Navy SEALs, one of their main training beach bases. In fact, I fish off of their piers. Sometimes they chase me out. You don't want to mess with a guy with grease all over his face telling you that you're getting too close to the piers with your fishing lures, and I generally will immediately leave the area and go fish somewhere else. But that's a great spot. There's some big halibut hanging around those piers at that amphibious base. But defense is an important part of our country, and I'm a big advocate that we need to maintain a strong defense. We need to be the strongest company in the world, strongest country in the world. We need to maintain respect. My father was in the Navy. He fought in World War II in the South Pacific in a submarine. Every time I see a submarine come in or out of the harbor, you know, a tear comes to my eyes thinking about the sacrifice my father made. And I saw a picture one time. I was searching the internet, and I found a picture from 1944, and it was my dad with his crew. And I looked into his face, and here's just this young guy, you know, like my son. And all of a sudden, he's put on a submarine for the next 4 years of his life. So, you know what? That made a great country and a strong country. And I think we were a little bit better country coming out of World War II and everything. But anyways, I don't think we can let down too much on our defense. And I like the defense stocks right now. And, you know, we have situations, hot spots all over the world that need attention, that we can't just ignore. Yeah, it would be nice if everybody could coexist in the world and get along, but that's never going to happen. There's always going to be people that don't like us, and there's always going to be despots that are out there rattling their sabers. Raytheon is a company that I currently own in my income, in my dividend paying accounts, because they pay a 2.3% dividend yield, headquartered in Waltham, Massachusetts. And Raytheon has been on a tear here recently. I believe it's in a good spot in the economy right now. They make missiles, and what are we firing at ISIL? We're not sending in ground troops. We're sending missiles from the air, trying to stop the advance of another despot and another group of people that wants to, annihilate the world and take over the world and subject people and take away their freedoms and force them and take away our free agency and our free will. That's never a good thing. Raytheon is a $31 billion company. Raytheon's up 23% over the last 12 months. Gets a momentum grade of A-. Raytheon over the last 3 years has been going up by 35% per year. That's double what the market has done. Raytheon currently gets a performance grade of A-. It gets a momentum grade of A-, and it's a large cap stock. And by the way, 2014 is a year that favors large cap stocks. Last year was all about small caps, baby. Those things were up 39-40%. I was heavily weighted in the small cap stocks last year here in America. This year it's been all over the map. It hasn't been a good year. It hasn't been a consistent year. I've been mostly protecting the gains from last year this year. I've been very defensive this year in the market. We're 5.5 years into this bull, and even though I'm still bullish, I don't have my foot on the accelerator this year like I did last year. But I do own Raytheon, one of the stocks that I currently own. I like the valuation on it. It's currently trading at just 14.7 times forward earnings, which is a big discount to the market. When I do the math, when I use the same valuation methodology that I used when I was following companies as an analyst around the country and writing up research reports and visiting mutual funds, I come up with a $165 price target on RTN. No guarantees it'll get there. A lot of things can happen between here and now over the next 5 years, between now and then. Raytheon's currently trading at 103. Raytheon currently qualifies on my Best Stocks Now app as a best stock now. It gets a grade of A- out of 3,764 different investment ideas, and my app comes in at number 219. Not a recommendation, but an example of what I consider to be a best stock now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we're here every day, Monday through Friday, trying to help guide investors, hardworking folks, to the best areas in the world for investing. Sometimes it's bonds, sometimes it's stocks, sometimes it's cash, sometimes it's being inverse the market. Sometimes it's foreign markets. Sometimes it's a combination thereof. But the world changes, and as the world changes, your investments have to keep up with those changes in the world. Stocks go in and out of favor. Your 401k at work, there's times to have your foot on the accelerator, and there's times to be cautious. And there's times to protect. And I sit here every day. I fish these waters every single day, like the fishing guide that fishes the local lake. And I try to find those spots where the fish are biting, and I try to keep you out of the areas that are murky, where there's rip currents, where there's trouble. And that's the purpose of the show every single day here, the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And as resources, I also offer my Best Stocks Now app, my Best Stocks Now newsletter, which goes out every weekend. You can sign up for it at pwstreet.com. There's no obligation. And I also write many articles during the week for MarketWatch. You can Google my name and read the articles I've written for MarketWatch this past week, Seeking Alpha, Town Hall Finance, and thestreet.com. And those articles sometimes show up in all kinds of places, end up at Forbes. End up a bottom line featured some of my comments here recently. And just trying to point folks in the right area. Hey, I received an email here that I wanted to just mention here real quick. It's about my app, the Best Stocks Now app, which I invented, which has been as high as number two in the world of financial apps as far as grossing apps, which I'm pretty proud of. This guy writes, "Hi, Bill. I purchased an annual subscription to your BS Best Stocks Now application about 3 months ago. I used your free version for about 6 months prior to that. I currently self-manage about $325K in my 401k. I like your approach of value, momentum, and performance. My investment portfolio is value growth-oriented with usually 15 to 20 positions. Your app is invaluable as a barometer to keep my portfolio in check and to help identify potential new positions. I am a corporate IT guy with 30 years experience building large-scale systems. My feedback is that if I spent the time and effort to create your app on my own and had your experience, I would need to pay someone quite a bit more than the annual subscription fee, which I believe is $89. Something like that, to maintain and run the daily processes used to upload the data into the app. I'm a busy guy and, like yourself, enjoy working on stock portfolios, although I don't always have the time to do the same necessary due diligence that your app provides. Your app more than fills the gap created in my current layman's approach. Bottom line, your app is clean, simple, and straightforward, covering the key bases. I use your BSN ratings as a primary measurement with other metrics in a homegrown Excel portfolio app that I update weekly. Also, BSN is a brilliant tool for mobile devices. That's where it really shines. For me, it is a godsend. There are a lot of guys like myself out there who need this. Please keep it alive and well for the long haul. I still have a few years to go before retirement. I'll contact you at that time to discuss using your services more fully. Anyways, you know what? The things that stand out to me, I wanted the app to be clean and simple. I'm a simple guy. I like to be able to understand something. Oh, I can't read a set of instructions. I can't even put together a barbecue. I hate reading instructions. I want it to be intuitive, simple. I can put it together without damn instructions to read. And my whole idea was to keep the app simple. Simple. Everybody understands an A grade and a B grade and a C grade and a D grade and an F grade, right? Mom wasn't very happy when we brought home D's on our report card. And as an investor, you shouldn't be very happy having D's in your portfolio. I believe in having a straight A portfolio, meaning the stocks in your portfolio should both be performing. They should be flourishing in this economy, not languishing. And at the same time, they should still make sense from a valuation point of view. So, you know, just peruse the top 100 this weekend. I print them in my newsletter every week. Here's the top. Actually, I print the top 300 out of 4,000. That's a pretty prime list. That's pretty prime real estate. Location, location, location. Being in the right place at the right time and being out of the wrong neighborhoods right now, like the energy stocks, like the mining stocks, the gold stocks, the silver stocks, a lot of areas that aren't doing well right now, multinationals that depend on a vibrant Europe. Things like this are the wrong places to be right now, while other places of the economy in the world are flourishing right now. And I just gave you a couple of examples during the show here today. Well, anyways, look, I upload this show every day to iTunes. It's available as a podcast if you missed the show, if you missed any shows during the week. The newsletter encapsulates it all every single weekend. I'm going to be polishing that thing off as I do every week. I send it out to anybody who requests it. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com and request the newsletter be sent to you. Put a lot of work into it, my heart and soul. And my main thing is, obviously, I'm a money manager. And that's one thing I don't delegate out here at Gunderson Capital Management. I'm the guy that manages the money. Yeah, I have some assistants that help me. But in the end, that buy button is pressed by me. And I'm the guy that constructs the portfolios. I had my foot on the accelerator last year. We made hay while the sun was shining. This year I've been a little bit more defensive. But I also believe in protecting during times that are a little bit more volatile. Market's getting better. I've found a lot of very good areas in the market that I like right now. I made some more purchases this past week. And you can see exactly what I purchased in the newsletter that I send out every weekend. Again, that's pwstreet.com. Now, if you'd like to get in touch with us about our money management services, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.